Food for thought. Those were the words that came to our mind when we first sat down and started sketching ideas about this podcast. And actually, the words and the name came from a similar member of your group.
They did, didn't they? We asked people what they would love to hear. And it was all about little bite-sized chunks of motivation that we could give people during the week. And food for thought, I think, opens up so many different ideas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the way that we think about things, the food that we eat. And Slimming World is obviously so much more than just food, really. There are so many other aspects. And I think whilst we've touched on some more of the thinky things over the past few episodes, today we thought we'd just sit down and get back to the munch.
The food, because that's what it's all about. I'm all about the food. Are you about the food?
Yeah.
I love food. Like, my mum's not an eater. Does that make sense? Like,
I didn't used to be when I was younger.
Love it. Mm. I watch the pure joy my child gets out of food. That's how I feel about it. Anyway, I digress. This isn't about me and my child, is it?
Well, we're an unofficial podcast. We are Slimming World Food for Thought podcast. We're not associated with Slimming World in a official manner. And we're not doctors or medical types. So what we offer is just really more of our personal stories and some of the things that we've learned along the way in our journey. And of course, we want to hear from you and some of your ideas. So do get in touch.
Yeah, really important thing for us is that we hear what you want to hear and that you're sharing this with people around you. So if you're on Instagram, we are at Slimming World Podcast. We would love you to tag us in your posts, message us, let us know what you want to hear. Also, if you'd love to drop us an email with any thoughts, hints, anything you'd love, we are slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
And don't forget, if there's one thing you can do today, tell a friend is what we're saying. But also, if you can, subscribe to this podcast. And the reason being is that when you need it most on a Monday morning, then you can have 20 minutes of us rabbiting on in your ears, giving you a little bit of focus to keep going until your next weigh-in. And the reason being, when you subscribe to us, that means that this podcast gets raised in some of the podcast charts and we're reaching more people who probably, just like you and I, need a little helping hand in their journey. So today we have got the subject of why speed matters. And we're not talking Formula One here.
No.
We're talking food.
Speed food. Do you know what?
I didn't get what it was when I first started. It's very confusing, isn't it? Free food, speed food. What are you on about?
So just so if we've got any new listeners out there, I'm half member, half consultant. Well, I'm both. But I think coming from a consultant point of view, a really important thing to recognise is we're trying to make this as simple as you can. Speed food is just a really, really simple thing. It's stuff that's going to make you lose more weight.
So what's the science behind it?
Oh,
though?
Okay. Oh, she's going to make me think. So basically, we look at how food fills you up for the least amount of calories.
Right.
How food has an ability to boost your metabolic rate. And what we do is we look at foods to see the ones that are the lowest energy and the most dense. And speed foods essentially are the ones that contain the fewest amount of calories or energy, but fill you up for the longest period of time. So people often ask, why a banana is not a speed food, but melon is? The simple explanation is a banana will just hold slightly more energy and maybe not fill you up for as long a time as the same energy that the melon holds. Does that make sense? So if we had 200 calories of melon and 200 calories of banana, the melon would fill you up for a longer period of time. So that's why it just makes a speed food. But we don't need to worry about the science too much in that kind of way, because we don't want you to get caught up in calories. But I think it's very important to recognise that some foods keep you full more than others do.
Yeah, I remember once I'd kind of been getting my head around the plan, because a lot of time you're like, okay, what's my health extra A? What's my health extra B? And you feel like that book needs to be like stapled to your hip.
I think it does for the first few weeks though.
Like months.
I think you need to recognise that you need to read it, because it is like anything. You wouldn't expect in a job to know how to do something unless you'd learned it. And I think it's recognising that with this, and also not assuming that something's a speed food, because I think that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Like, yeah, and I think that's where it's interesting when you kind of stick to the group, because it does encourage you to go back and read the book. And I remember yeah, they're just kind of thinking, okay, initially that the weight was coming off a lot easier when I was first starting, and then you kind of start to get a bit of a slower lull because your body's getting used to what you're eating. And you think, okay, what's going to shake this up next? And that's where someone said to me, just go and check out the speed foods. Yeah. Go and make your shopping list have everything that has an S on it in
next
the book.
To it. Yeah.
And so then that's when you start swapping your bananas for melon, or for me, considering that I didn't even eat any fruit until
amazing.
Like 10 years ago. I started to eat more berries.
Yeah, because berries are brilliant.
Berries, you can buy them frozen now. And when you're living on your own and you're cooking for yourself, you don't want to spend a fortune on this free food stuff. Free food? healthy food.
Just something to
frozen is the way forward.
Oh, frozen is so cheap and you can just take out how much you want. Just something to go back on that you said. Like, I think it's really important to recognise when you first get a weight loss and you might see it slow down, that it's because you may not, and I'm not saying this of Claire, because I'm going to have to hide behind the mic, it may be that you haven't fully nailed food optimizing to begin with, and that's why as you proceed, actually, was there ever one third speed on your plate? No, but actually because I was making a change, I got a weight loss. So I think having those little tips like berries in the freezer, if you make sure you put them in your bowl before anything else, you know you're going to get that third speed. It's when you get a bit lazy with it, and I know that's how I can be, like, I'm sure that's a third. There's three carrots on the plate.
Yeah.
Or there was a garnish of lettuce with that. Or, do you know, I had a chopped tomato in it. Like, we try and fool ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
But the thing that really helps me to think about is a way to control my portions without thinking about it. Because I don't like control.
Yeah. Or actually, there were a couple of things that cropped up for me. I didn't realise that peas were not a speed food.
Gets everyone.
And also sweet potatoes aren't a speed food.
And neither are sweet corn. Neither are parsnips, neither's mango or cherries.
Or pineapple, I just discovered.
But don't worry, they're a free food. They are your absolute best friend. And I think what I had to recognise in my journey is I was going, oh God, can't eat a banana. It's not a speed food. So I'd go and eat a two-finger Kat-Kat. Two-finger Kat-Kat.
That was the alternative
two-finger
brand.
Kat-Kat. Yeah. The Aldi. But
how many sins is that?
And when I recognised that actually banana was brilliant, look, I've got one here. It didn't matter if it was speed, it was a free food, but that I needed to work on my meals because actually I wasn't constructing my meals in a food optimized way. And a food optimized way is one third speed, the rest free. Once you've nailed that, you'll get consistent weight losses. When it does slow down, the first thing I'd say is up your speed food in every meal, because you might think, oh, but I had a jacket potato with a bit of salad at lunch, or I had some broccoli with dinner. That's not one third, is it?
Yeah. I don't like this kind of one third measure. I'm just rubbish at measuring.
30%?
What I do is I do the thing that you say is put the speed in first. So yeah. I always have frozen berries in the freezer.
Love it.
I always have
helps if you
spinach
take them out, though.
And kale. No, it doesn't actually, because you just put your hand in there, grab a handful and
I was thinking
throw them
in. She didn't get my joke.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, sorry. And I always have spinach and kale.
Oh, they're good ones.
In the freezer. Because you never finish the bag, do you?
No. I threw half a bag of kale away yesterday.
I'll just stick it in the freezer. Whenever I'm making a meal,
does
I just grab a handful.
Is it not going into a block? The kale? Like, I'm just thinking.
Well, yeah,
like,
but then you just kind of
block.
Break it up a little bit and then just throw a handful in. And then the biggest game changer for me.
Oh, I'm worried what she's going to say now.
Squash.
Butternut squash. My
because
best mate.
Because I used to... Well, I still love potato. And once I realised that sweet potato was all right, but it's not really getting me to what I want, then I just switched to squash and I make risotto with it.
She made a lush risotto.
Oh, yeah.
I made it for the baby.
Did you?
Three portions, she ate, licked the bowl.
Oh.
Where did she learn that?
Squash.
My husband.
Squash is the way forward.
But you get I buy it chopped, I buy it squaffled, I buy it chipped, I buy it in every way. And it's such a great substitute for potato. Look how excited I'm getting over butternut squash.
I love potato as well.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can have the potato. And it's so important to recognise you can have that. But without your speed food, you're not going to be getting the 3, 4, 5, the 6 pounds a week because you're not controlling your portions. You're not filling yourself up with the lowest energy food. It also, what you've got to recognise from it is it keeps you full, and full is safety, isn't it? Like me, if I'm hungry, whoa, batten the hatches. Anything's going down.
Yeah.
It's really
planning ahead, isn't it? And I think the other thing when it comes to speed when you start writing this stuff down as well. I mean, I kind of say for me, the writing on the paper food diary doesn't work for me. I know it works for lots of people, but the online weight loss planner.
You've loved that, haven't you?
It does, because actually at the end of the day, you can either look at how it's worked over the day in terms of your meals, or you could switch it to food optimizing view, and there you really see, right, how many speed foods have I had, how many protein foods have I had, and then if you're not seeing as many S's as you should, it's a visual reminder, okay, I need to really be thinking about this. And even when I'm going around the supermarket, I'm thinking, you know, what is in my basket right now, what's in my trolley right now that is S, and if you know, a half of it is an S, then
I mean,
for me,
that's
not working.
I love a photograph. Like,
food. You just love taking pictures of your food. I think that's absolutely, drives me bananas.
No, but no, not for necessarily sharing. Not for sharing, but for me to go, oh, okay, I thought that meal, I nailed it. I didn't. Do you know what I mean? There was a bit of butternut squash in it, or I made a spag bol. Like, for me, like, I like to review my meals and go, right, Anna, next time X needs to happen. Or take a photograph of it before I eat it and stand back and look. That's just for me personally, because I'm a real visual learner. So it really helps. Another thing that I'm thinking might be a really great handy hint for anyone out there is like fast grabbing speed. Like things that you can go for, like a melon finger.
Oh, the apple snack bags keep me going when I'm out on the road.
Yeah. I've got cinnamon in some of my handbags. Sprinkle that on it. Game changer.
You carry cinnamon in your handbag.
Listen, when you've got a child, you've got everything in there. Do you know what I mean? You've got nappies, you've got dummies, you've got cinnamon. What's that between friends? But knowing what you can grab, that's key to me. Also knowing, again, how can I construct a meal that is going to give me the best possible boost? Because I think spag bol is one that gets people. Spag bol's got speed in it, hasn't it, in the sauce? But when you pile that on top of your pasta, is 1/3 or 30% of that meal going to be speed? No.
Yeah, you've got to put your onions and your mushrooms in at least.
But you're not thinking about the whole meal. You're thinking about the sauce. And if you're like me, 4 ladles full of pasta, that doesn't equate, does it?
Unless you're doing this kind of courgette or
getting a bit of
carrot-y, whatever they call it.
Squaghetti. Hashtag that one, people. In it.
I look forward to you smelling that.
Yeah, totally. But or getting some salad on the side. Like, I think it's recognising it. If you don't get it in, you're going to be so disappointed. Something for me that had to really happen, though, was not pretend.
What, that you were having enough speed?
Or it was speed. I love parsnips. Don't fool yourself, Anna. A parsnip is not a speed food. Don't fool yourself. Just acknowledge it's not a speed food. Get something else on it, like some carrots. Do you see what I mean? Like, somehow I'd be like, but it should be. I want it to be.
Yeah.
Don't dream of it. Do you know what I mean? Make it happen. Really check your book, is what I'm saying.
See, a lot of the time, I think we straight away think about what our sins are going to be. And maybe we don't always think about what our speed's going to be.
Yeah.
When I kind of look at how my week's looking, and I kind of think, well, Tuesday's going to be a bit difficult. Thursday morning's going to be a bit tough. Saturday night's going to be really tough. And then you kind of think, okay, well, that means Friday I really need to be on it. And Wednesday I need to be really on it. Okay, so maybe they're really kind of hardcore, get the speed in all 3 meals for those. So that gives me a little bit more flexibility.
And the more, the better. You've got to think you can never have too much speed food. It's a really important thing to know. Up it. Half the plate, 3/4 of the plate. I mean, it might give you a bit of wind, but the more you can get in, the better. A really big thing that I had to acknowledge, and this goes back to when I trained to be a consultant, was that Slimming World was never built on the premise of sins. That is not what this is about. It's about free food. And the moment you acknowledge that free food is what makes you lose weight, it sets you free from that, oh, but I want that. Acknowledge what you can have. Eat the speed food you love. Like, you love butternut squash. I love peppers, mushrooms, onions. I love a berry. Who doesn't love a berry?
So find the speed foods that you love.
Yeah, don't be going, oh God, I've got to eat apples and mushrooms and I blinking hate them. Don't punish yourself. Enjoy it. If you love grated carrots, shove it in everything. Hide it from yourself. I hide it from myself a lot. Have you ever made the seven speed pasta sauce?
It's seven, like, pastas. 7 speed. That's very free.
It's been a long day. blitz it all up. You'd never know. Do you know what I mean? Make the soup. Make it easy. Make it enjoyable.
Soups are an interesting one, particularly at this time of year.
Love a soup.
Because it's a way you can sneak in a lot of speed that if you're not if you're not that fussed about it.
Yeah, totally. And I think it is, like, don't beat yourself up if every meal hasn't got it in, but just know if you want to get a bigger, better weight loss, that's what's going to do it. It really, really is. I see so many people just change their breakfast or their lunch or their dinner. I'll never forget, I had a gorgeous lady who'd lost 8 stone with me and she just was really struggling. And we realised that lunch was like a convenience lunch, like a mugshot, like a pasta and sauce pot. She changed it to soup 1 week, salads and like roasted veg, and she just nailed it. So little things can have a really, really big impact. I know for me, in my own weight loss journey, if I want to be on it, melon is my everything.
Really?
Bet you thought you'd never hear that.
It's melon is your everything.
Yeah, sorry, Phil. You are my everything. Yeah, melon, cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon, any colour you can get. Do you know what? It is amazing. It's great at hydrating you. It gives you a sweet hit. Have it frozen. Frozen watermelon balls. Ever had them?
I just don't know where. I mean, obviously you've been doing this for such a long time, but some of the things that you come out with just absolutely baffle me. Frozen watermelon balls.
Have you? Come on, guys. Who's on the frozen watermelon balls? Balls? My husband laughs at the way I say
balls. I'm going to keep this clean, but there's so many directions that I could respond to.
Am I allowed to mention names?
What, brand names?
Yeah.
If you really want.
Tesco's. Could you sponsor us? No, I'm joking. Frozen watermelon balls. Amazing. Pop them in a glass of gin and slimline, pop them in your breakfast, pop them in your lunch, in a salad. But they're boiled already, like you don't have to go near it, and they're only £1.89. Is that not a game changer? She's laughing at your balls, guys.
A watermelon doesn't do it for me.
What about a watermelon finger? But the balls don't have the seeds.
I've recently upgraded to have pineapple fingers and this feels like a big thing. And now I know that's not speed.
I'm going to anaphylactic shock with it. Please don't talk about it.
Okay. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep mixing it up where I'm at the moment. Because my go-to speeds are always carrots, squash and my berries.
Oh,
and I need
to
start thinking about other stuff.
Right, yeah. Green beans.
All right. Asparagus is one that I've been... Because you can buy it all, so it looks nice, and it goes on a griddle pan quite nice.
I like frozen asparagus.
Frozen asparagus.
Makes your wee smell.
Just,
can we talk about that?
Because it's frozen, or just in general.
Like asparagus makes your wee smell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that?
I don't know. I've never actually smelt my wee.
You can smell it, though, when you've had asparagus. It's a distinct smell. Shall I Google why it makes your wee smell?
No.
No. Okay, she's making me put my phone
down. Some poor people are probably trying to eat whilst listening to this. But they thought this was a safe podcast to listen to whilst eating.
They hadn't been food shopping with Anna. Now, the frozen section is so immense. So immense. You can get everything frozen. You can get frozen, like, diced little vegetables that are teeny, teeny, teeny. Like a rainbow salad. Like, it's amazing. I love frozen veg.
You're so excited by this.
Like, my child has never really seen whole fruit or vegetables, apples and bananas. She thinks everything else comes ready chopped. Like, I chopped sprouts the other day to make sprout coleslaw. So making it interesting, like, sprout coleslaw is amazing. No? You see, I get excited by speed food because I know what it's going to do for me.
That's
true. The weeks I hit the melon, the weeks the strawberries are in, the carrots are grated in my pasta sauce, that I'm going to come back with a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. The week when, do you know what? I've got beige or jacket potato with baked beans, I'm going to get half a pound.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to get excited about speed food.
Find your love of speed food and the rest will fall into place.
And the man of my dreams whilst I'm looking in the watermelon ball aisle of supermarkets well known.
Seriously, guys, get on the watermelon balls. It will change your life. I mean it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I will try a watermelon ball.
I'm going to buy you some for Christmas.
Yeah.
Next year, 2019.
And I'll report back in a future episode of what I thought about those balls.
So there's two ways to do it, Claire, just so you know. Frozen or defrosted?
Okay.
I prefer frozen.
Are they blue?
No, they're pink. Why would they be blue?
Frozen balls. Anyway, this feels like a suitable time to end this podcast.
I'm off to get some balls.
Yeah, clearly. We apologise. It's meant to be a clean podcast.
I'm talking about watermelon.
Yep. She sure is. Make sure that you subscribe. We'll be back. another Monday with another episode, and make sure you give us a bit of input into all the usual ways to contact us and tell us what subjects you would like us to cover in a future episode.
So do tag us in your pictures at Slimming World Podcast, or get us on email at Slimming World Podcast. There's no at in it. It's slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Lord, I'm off to get some balls now.
I think we might need to write this down.
I think we might.